beautiful song, that, isn't it? Rita Coolidge, a song from her LP, which is called It's Only Love, and the song Born to Love Me. Ugh.
Good. It's so good. Yes, he was born.
With a local radio roundup. There'll be the usual features in the programme, a brand new brain sharpener for you, and I'll warn you now, go off now and get a pen and paper handy, because this morning's is, well, it's a little bit longer than last week's and slightly more complicated, so go and get your pen and paper now, OK, for the brand new brain sharpener. And of course I'll be telling you the answer to last week's, and we'll have a brand new super ginormous unrepeatable mega prize for details of that later, and some not quite the news of the week, but it made it to the newspapers anyway. And we'll have some slushy time, a dollop of the soppy stuff for the romantically inclined, which doesn't include this one, because this one's all about love for sale.
Was Love for Sale from Dave Haller and the Barry Forgy Orchestra. Now, you may be interested to know that Dave Haller plays the valve trombone, whatever that is. I'll let you into a secret. We've got the producer in with us tonight, or this morning, whichever way round you are, so we'll probably be inundated with all sorts of wonderful technical information like that. Fantastic. What shall we... Oh, I better tell you the answer to last week's brain sharpener now, hadn't I? What a bumper entry, yet again. It's all these easy ones I've been giving you recently, isn't it? Well, it was anagrams last week. Yes, I gave you four anagrams, and I wanted to know which was the odd man out. The anagrams were Toa Liot, Barb Jice, Croep, and Nono Pot. Well, the answer was roulette. Yes, you guessed it, didn't you? Had lots of reasons why roulette was the odd one out. Quite a few people said because it was the only one played with dice. Well, let's just say the other three are card games. Roulette, cribbage, poker, and pontoon. And the amazing mega prize being competed for was a genuine BBC coffee dreg. Can't think why on earth you want to win it, but somebody's going to. Prize draw sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock. I should be announcing the winner of the BBC coffee dreg. OK, so roulette was the odd one out. And, as I said, lots and lots of people got it right. Esme Hamilton, who lives in Biggar in Lanarkshire, she got it right, absolutely. She says she's making a brain sharpener for me, but so far inspiration is lacking, and she hopes to come up with one soon. Well, I hope you do, Esme, because I'm really beginning to run short of these brain sharpeners. So anybody who knows any real good ones, send them in to me, won't you, on the condition that you're banned from entering from that particular one, because I assume that you'll know the answer. At least I hope you will, because if you don't send me the answer, there's no chance that I'll be able to work it out. Pat Smythe Quartet next with a nice tune, this one, called Something to Live For. Pat Smyth Quartet with Something to Live For. Got a letter here from Mavis Mangum, who lives in Womwell in Barnsley. I once bought a dog from a place in Womwell. It was a Yorkshire Terrier, and it was an absolute terror. I called it Buster, and it really did live up to its name, I tell you. Anyway, Mavis Mangum says, I love to listen to your brain sharpeners. I never get many right, but I did do the last two, so this time I thought I'd give it a try, and I think the odd one out is roulette, as the others are all card games. Well, into the hat your letter will go, Mavis, because you're absolutely right. She says, I know it isn't a request show, but could you please give me a mention between 2 and 2.45? And if you have any Shirley Bassey records, would you please play one? I'd be very grateful. Well, we don't, surprise, surprise, have Shirley Bassey in the programme this morning, but you have got your mention between 2 and 2.45, because it's just after 2:15, so that's not bad going, is it? Anyway, into the hat you go, Mavis, for the prize draw between 4 and 5 o'clock. We'll see if you win. Also got, I think it's a correct answer, it's from Peter Harwood, who lives in Rayleigh in Essex. He says, the answer to this week's competition is roulette, because it's the only one which isn't a card game. Alternatively, it could be barbjice, brackets cribbage, because it's the only one of the four not found in casinos. On the other hand, it could be nonopot, pontoon, because it's the only one that's pronounceable. But then, of course, it could be croep, poker, because it's the only one which can't be the odd one out for any other reason. It's a problem, he says. Yes, I think I'll plump for my first answer. I don't know. Call it intuition, call it ESP, call it Cecil if you like. I just have a feeling about this. If I win the BBC coffee dreg, I'll give it to the dog who keeps straying into our garden, messing up the lawn and chasing the cat. That'd make him think twice about coming again. It certainly would, Peter. Anyway, we'll see if you win. You have to stay with us between 4 and 5 o'clock. Oh, he says, P.S. if you read this out, could you do it before 3? Because after that, I should be asleep. I won't be, but I should be. Well, let's hope you're not, Peter.
Τώρα που θα φύγω θα πάω μακριά στη φιλικιά και θα ζούμε χωρισμένοι. Δώσ' μου κάτι τι φυλακτό για να κρέμασω στο λαιμό τη γαλανή πατρίδα. Είσαι αμένα, ζήτης Αφροδίτης, Μοσχάδου πλήμα, γαλάζος ουρανός. Χώμα γλυκό, χώμα αγαπημένο, ξανθό σιτάρι και του ήλιου το φιλί.
My talisman. Well, I hope you did what I told you at the beginning of the programme and got yourself pen and paper, because it's time to give you the brand new brain sharpener. Now, you've had it easy for the last few weeks, so this week it's just a little bit more difficult, I think. It's also quite long. I'm not even sure whether it's a bit too long to be read out and taken down over the radio, but we shall see, we shall see. It's kind of wrapped up in a little story, so I'll tell you the story first, and then afterwards I'll go through it again, just picking out the salient points for the problem. So if you're ready, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Blogs Department Store.
OK Blogs department store was holding its employees' Christmas party, at which Mr. Blogs announced the Christmas bonuses. Now, the part-time staff were to receive £1 each, tax-free, which I think is awfully stingy, but there you go. The full-time staff were to receive £4 each, tax-free, and I think that's quite stingy too. But the managers were to receive £80 each, but this would be subject to tax. So you've got part-time staff, £1 each, full-time staff, £4 each, and the managers, £80 each, that's 8-0, but this would be subject to tax. Now, Mr. Hatch and Mr. Owen, the managers of accounts and fancy goods respectively, turned quite pale at the thought of having to pay tax on their bonuses, and none of the other managers looked too happy at the prospect either. So after the bonus announcement, all the managers left the party. Well, given that there were 100 employees altogether, and that two hadn't turned up for the party, and that the total amount in bonuses was £800, how many employees were left at the party after the managers had left? Now, you've got that all down, haven't you? Yes, of course you have. OK. Part-time staff, £1 each. Full-time staff, £4 each. The managers, £80 each, but this will be taxable. So the managers didn't like this. Mr. Hatch and Mr. Owen turned quite pale, and none of the other managers liked it either, so all the managers left the party. There were 100 employees altogether. Two hadn't turned up for the party, and the total amount in bonuses was £800. So what I want to know quite simply is how many employees were left at the party after the managers had gone. Now, you probably still haven't got all that down. Theo is looking quite worried, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I shall repeat this after the 3 o'clock news and after the four o'clock news, and if I get stuck for something to say between now and then, I'll do it again then as well. Keith Nichols, Ragtime Orchestra, Ethiopia.
That was nice, wasn't it? The Keith Nichols Ragtime Orchestra and a piano rag called Ethiopia. Well, I suppose you want to know what this week's super ginormous unrepeatable mega prize is, don't you? Are you ready? It is... It's a present from the BBC Record Library. Maybe not quite what you'd expect. Nice song now, Tony Bennett and This Funny World.
This funny world makes fun of the things that you strive for. This funny world can laugh at the dreams you're alive for. If you're beaten, conceal it. There's no pity for you. For the world cannot feel it. Just keep to yourself. Weep to yourself. This funny world can turn right around and forget you. It's always sure to roll right along when you're through. If you are broke, you shouldn't mind. It's all a joke. For you will find this funny world is making fun of you.
Lovely voice of Tony Bennett and This Funny World. Well, that brings the time to just after 2:30. So, if you'd like a pen pal, your moment has come. Julie Dawn.
And it's a warm hello to our charming presenter and to you, my good friends out there, on this Monday, the 23rd of August. This is Julie Dawn, your go-between, at the ready with some more of your letters, plus a song this morning. But first comes pleasant Winifred Drydale from Bedlington in Northumberland with her neatly written letter. Dear Julie, I'm 52 and divorced. I like home life, my dog, my cat, and my garden. I enjoy listening to music, to the radio, and watching television. Perhaps you would be kind enough to broadcast my letter asking, preferably for a gentleman pen friend. However, I would be happy to hear from anyone, anywhere, adds lonely divorcee Winifred Drydale, age 52, writing from Bedlington in Northumberland. From Northumberland to London now, and to a somewhat belated hello to you, Herbert McDermott. Your interesting letter goes thus. Dear Julie, a friend is writing on my behalf as I'm only partially sighted. I'm an elegant, well-educated, coloured man, age 64, with a pleasant apartment. I was widowed after a long, happy marriage. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, where I ran a restaurant. Most of my friends were among show business personalities, including Bing Crosby. I'm currently trying to write a novel and would be delighted to hear from a lady who would be prepared to assist me in the checking of my manuscript, now in its final stage. My friend who is writing this letter had the pleasure of meeting you at your get-together last year. She would love to hear you sing And I Love You So again. Thank you, Julie, and God bless you, Enns, 64-year-old widower from London, Herbert McDermott. Hoping someone may get in touch with him, preferably by cassette. And talking of songs, there will indeed be one in just a trice from now. A song well suited to yours truly, I'd say. In the meanwhile, may I have your attention, please, for this next cri de coeur coming from Cheshire and from charming Helen in her 40s, who tells me, Dear Julie, I would so love to hear from a sincere gentleman who understands the meaning of loneliness. I'm single, 5'2", with simple interests such as gardening and growing plants, handicrafts, music, and having an occasional outing. Made much more pleasurable, I'm sure, in good company. Thank you for your interest. There is no doubt you have made many people happy with your Pen Friend programs. Listening to them is very comforting. Sincerely, Helen. And as you have just heard, Helen is single and in her 40s. It said, Helen, that life begins at 40, so let's give my all wander wave in your direction, whilst I send in the clowns, or try to anyway, with the help of my favourite musician and pianist, Ian Wright.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd start opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. That you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quicksand in the clouds. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer, losing my timing this late in my career? And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Send in the clowns from A Little Night Music, and from the thoughtful pen of Sondheim to the equally thoughtful and amusing pen of 38-year-old single Mike near Glasgow in Scotland. Dear Julie, says he, I'm 5'10" with light brown hair, hair like a western gale, with blue eyes, and I'm skinny. My face is like the side of the Oban dustbin lorry. I'm a photographer come writer, exhibitor with various interests that include old-fashioned music and songs with words that can be understood, eating chocolate blancmange, and recycling banknotes. Although I am white, I would welcome letters from people of all colours and races, including the disabled, who would enjoy receiving a cheerful letter now and then. Many thanks for your anticipated consideration, and how about singing Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square again soon? Why not? Mike, age 38, single, and writing from near Glasgow. I'll make a note of that. I have now made a note it is time to broadcast your letter, Pleasant Widow Gladys, from Clevedon, age 66. You write, Dear Julie, here I am at 3 a.m, making a cuppa after listening to your lovely pen friend corner. And now taking courage in both hands, I have decided to put pen to paper and have a go, so to speak. Since losing my darling husband, I have been utterly lonely. Having new friends would be super. I'm 5'2" with varied interests. Needlework, cooking, gardening, the theatre, music, travel, the countryside, reading, and I enjoy a social drink. By nature, I am outgoing. I love people. I'm a bit scatty, too. Taking the wrong turnings off motorways. Please keep broadcasting. You give such comfort and hope to us lonely folk. How wonderful to know this, Gladys. To receive a letter for you would just about give me the greatest pleasure, I assure you. And with this lovely thought in mind, here is a name recap. We have heard from lonely divorcee Winifred Drydale, D-R-I-D-A-L, Winifred Drydale from Bedlington in Northumberland, age 52, followed by 64-year-old widower who is partially sighted, Herbert McDermott, from London, who tells us he is an elegant, well-educated coloured gentleman. Then came very pleasant and single Helen from Cheshire in her 40s, and amusing single Mike from near Glasgow, aged 38. I have also included a lovely pen friend request from charming Gladys Sleeman, S-L-E-E-M-A-N. Gladys Sleeman, age 66, widowed and writing from Clevedon in Avon. May I also remind you that letters sent to me for pen friends must be left open for me to read before posting on. Having them forwarded your letters, further correspondence or meetings will be at your discretion. If you would like to join my circle of pen friends, you have only to put pen to paper and write to me. Julie Dawn, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, Broadcasting House, London W1A4WW. Enclosing all your particulars, marital status, age group, and so on. And, of course, enclosing 2 envelopes and 2 stamps. Until you and I say hello again on Thursday at 2:30 a.m., this is Julie Dawn bidding you a warm ciao.
Bye-bye, Julie, and thank you.
That's a tune called Wait For It from Atha and Co. Sounds like they've got some kind of football match going on in the background as well, with quite a few fouls. George Hutchinson of Peterlee in County Durham says, Hi, Liz. I've been listening to your show for the past year and a half and haven't yet got one of your brain sharpness correct. I've come close a few times, but that's as far as it goes. So could you please make this week's a little bit easier? Well, quite a lot easier. Oh, dear, I'm going to be in George's bad books, aren't I? A fair bit harder this week. Sorry, George. He says, could you please give me a mention, as I'll be up all night listening? And could you also give a mention to Jane from Tynemouth, who'll be 18 soon, and my brother, who's just had his first child? That must make medical history. Thanks for your letter, George. We'll play the next one for you and for Jane and your brother, whose name you don't mention. Also got a letter here from Michael Holt of Chorley in Lancashire. He says, I entered last week's mega puzzle and was listening intently to your programme. I had got the answer correct, but the battery on my radio went, so I didn't get to hear the winner's name. Not to worry, I'll have a spare one handy in future. How about a mega prize of my dud battery for use in a portable radio when Tony Blackburn's on? Oh, Mike, you're going to upset Kathleen Cox, you know. She's a great Tony Blackburn fan. She keeps writing in every week asking for him as the prize. To see what I can do about it. He says, if you can squeeze a request in for me before 3 o'clock, I'd be very grateful, as I have to be out early in the morning. Well, it's 3:15, so we've got that one right as well. Oh, we're doing good this morning, aren't we? Well, for both you people, and the ones you mentioned, the Mike Sam Singers, and hope our love lasts.
Hope our love lasts and never dies.
Oh,
That's the mic. Sam Singers and Hope Our Love Lasts. And that's a pretty good time for me to remind you that sometime in the next hour we'll be having slushy time. 2 or 3 minutes of pure driven slush for you all to get romantic with. Ten to three, yes. I'd better tell you the address to write to, hadn't I? If you'd like a mention on the programme, or if you'd like to enter the Brain Sharpener competition and win yourself the amazing mega prize this week of, what was it? Oh, yes, the surprise present from the BBC Record Library. Or if you've got any ideas for Brain Sharpeners, send those in too. And not quite the news of the week, but it made it to the papers anyway, and more of that in a minute. The address, Liz Allen, that's me, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, London, W1A4WW. Got that? Liz Allen, You and the Night and the Music, BBC Radio 2, London, W1A4WW. Now, speaking of not quite the news of the week, how about this? It's in the Hull Daily Mail. Pastureland was to be sealed off from the main Beverley Road by cattle grids. But the report then adds, while there is no cattle grid, experimental yellow lines have been painted on the road to deter straying cattle. Yes, as the columnist adds, does someone think Yorkshire cows are very clever or very stupid? Well, if they're from Yorkshire, they must be very clever. Yellow lines to deter the cattle. And a piece that I spotted in one of the photographic magazines that come through my letterbox very frequently these days. A film and camera manufacturer have carried out an analysis of pocket camera purchasers, and they carried out this analysis last year, and 41% were women, considered to be quite a high figure. The remaining 59% were bought by men. Really?
Eso beso, ooh, that kiss. Eso beso, ooh, your kiss. It's got something, I don't know what, but whatever it's got a lot. When we samba, close like this, ay, caramba, I need that kiss. Hold me closer, and we'll soar, for the samba's a swing and a sway to make a more. As we dip and sway, and we caress this way, the samba seems to say, love is here to stay. Like the samba sound, my heart begins to bound, and I go off the ground to where I'm poco, loco. Eso beso, ooh, that kiss. Eso beso, ooh, that kiss. Come on, kiss me mucho, and we'll soar, and we'll dance the dance of love forevermore. Eso beso, ooh, that kiss. Eso beso, I need your kiss. Come on, kiss me mucho, and we'll soar. Oh, we'll samba. Ay, 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 caramba. And we'll dance a dance of love
That woke you up, didn't it? Rosemary Squires and Esso Besso. Got a card from Ken Yardley, who entered last week's roulette thing, and he just simply says, roulette was the odd man out. Please deliver the genuine BBC coffee dreg. Well, we'll see, Ken. You'll have to wait and see. Between 4 and 5, we'll see if your name comes out of that. Ken Yardley of Wirral in Merseyside. But I've got a letter here that I must read out to you. It's from Derek Crosby, who lives in Punnell in Dorchester. Now, I feel very proud at being able to pronounce Punnell, because it's spelt Punk Noel, but I happen to know it's Punnell, because Derek told me once in a letter. But he had quite a time the other day. He said, by the time I'd completed my washing, the wind had got up and was gusting to gale force. Then, while hanging out my clothes on the rotating dryer, the wind gusted, and I was hit on the back of the head by one of the arms of the dryer. Well, I stepped forward with the next gust, but this time the dryer moved forward and suddenly reversed and smacked me on the nose. And stepping back out of a tangle of clothes, I fell over the laundry basket. Having got up from this, I found the dryer spinning round and the peg bag hanging by its drawstring on the end of one of the arms swung out and clipped the side of my head. Poor old Derek, I'll tell you what, we'll play the next one just for you. It's called You're Driving Me Crazy. Driving Me Crazy from Alex Welsh and his gang. Well, Charles Nove will be along in a couple of minutes with the news, so to take us there, a carpenter's tune or two from Rob McConnell.
Thank you.
That's Rob McConnell with Close to You, and that brings us to news time.
And
Radio 2.
Is nothing without music. And doing this job, I have to agree with that, don't I? Maggie O'Callaghan lives in Tralee in County Kerry, and she says, please would you play a record for me and my little boy, Rory. Anything by Joni Mitchell would be great, thank you. P.S. Shout loud, because it's a long way to hear. Maggie O'Callaghan and Rory, are you listening? Good. Can't shout too loud, otherwise it'll upset all the PPMs, not to mention the TOs and people like that. And we can't do that, you know. Also got a letter from Harold Wright, who lives in Paignton in South Devon. Now, Harold's a baker, and he has problems with the brain sharpeners. He says, dear Liz, I can't do the mathematical ones. The only way I achieve any fraction of success is to work them out on paper. And being a baker, I haven't the time to spend figuring them out. If I do, I find the dough rising around my ears and my sticky buns won't stick. You didn't have to send my prize in a plain wrapper because I didn't win. But since mentioning my name on the radio, I've been ostracised by my closest friends, and even my wife has stopped speaking to me. So all in all, it wasn't a dead loss. Oh, Harold, you are a one. Harold Wright in Paignton.
play the next one for you too. But a quick reminder, get your pen and paper handy if you haven't got it ready at the moment, because I'll be repeating this week's brand new brain sharpener after this piece of music, which is Colin Anthony doing a reasonable impersonation of Neil Diamond, actually, with Neil Diamond's song.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. Look how far we've come. So far from where we used to be, but not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. September morn. Do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morning still can make me feel that way.
Don't like to mention it, Colin, but you're a few days early yet. It's still August. Sorry. Colin Anthony and September Morn, song written by Neil Diamond. OK, brand new brain sharpener. Well, not quite brand new, because I've already read it out once. But in case you're one of the late joiners to the programme, you need your wrist smacking. Been here an hour and 10 minutes already. Anyway, in case you have just joined us, you're listening to Radio 2. This is You and the Night and the Music. My name's Liz Allen, and here's this week's brain sharpener. It's a competition, you see, and you have to work out this little problem. Well, it's quite a long problem this morning, so I hope you did get your pen and paper handy. Or a pencil, I'm not fussy. Right, Bloggs Department Store was holding its employees' Christmas party, at which Mr. Bloggs announced the Christmas bonuses. Salient points coming up. The part-time staff were to receive £1 each, tax-free. Awfully stingy. The full-time staff were to receive £4 each, tax-free. and the managers were to receive £80 each. That's 80, but this would be taxable. Well, Mr. Hatch and Mr. Owen, the managers of accounts and fancy goods, respectively, turned quite pale at the thought of having to pay tax on their bonuses, and none of the other managers liked the idea either, so they all left. So the managers all left the party in a huff, which I think was very unreasonable of them. Now, more salient points. Given that there were 100 employees...